This is the Citizens Council Forum, the American viewpoint with a Southern accent, presented by the Citizens Councils of America on behalf of affiliated state organizations throughout the South. Citizens' councils are dedicated to states' rights and racial integrity, to individual liberty, and to race relations based on common sense, not on the power politics of left-wing pressure groups. The citizens' councils are primarily a means of mobilizing public opinion. Informed people will not surrender their freedom. Now, from Washington, here is your host for Citizens' Council Forum, Dick Morphew.
Hello again, everyone. Welcome to Citizens Council Forum. We're happy to welcome as our guest today Judge Leander Perez of New Orleans, Louisiana. Judge Perez is known throughout the country as an outstanding authority on constitutional law, and he has been a longtime fighter in the battle for states' rights. Judge Perez, it's indeed a pleasure to have you on the program today, sir.
Thank you, sir.
I'd like to begin the questioning, if I might, by asking you to give a general outline of the New Orleans school situation. I know there's been a good bit said and heard and written in the national news media on this subject, but do you believe that the reporting has been accurate? Is there really integration in New Orleans?
No, there's really not any integration in New Orleans, because when the federal courts finally ordered the mixing of Negroes in two of our downtown white schools, while the parents took their white children out of the schools to the number of over 1,000. There were only less than half a dozen, or less than six children left in one school, and not a single child left in the McDonough 19 school, which had a registration of over 500. So that shows that the people of New Orleans will not accept forced racial integration.
Some people throughout the country may be led to believe that the colored citizens of New Orleans are the ones who actually wanted integration of the public schools in New Orleans. Is that the case?
That certainly is not the case. Forced racial integration, of course, is sponsored by the pro-communist controlled and dominated NAACP, the officers of which, the directors of which, are in the largest numbers members of several communist and pro-communist organizations. All of this interracial strife that has been fomented in the United States, as the professional communists readily admit in their writings, is a part of the international communist conspiracy to stir up racial strife in other countries.
Well, Judge Perez, in your opinion, what is behind this integration movement in New Orleans? Why was New Orleans chosen as the scene of the battleground at the present time?
There's no doubt that New Orleans was chosen as the scene of the first move in the Deep South because New Orleans was considered soft, both from the political and the religious standpoint. In the first place, the dominant political organization in New Orleans works hand in glove with the NAACP and certain other influences in New Orleans who are fellow travelers of the NAACP. And then the Catholic hierarchy had announced that it favored racial integration in the schools.
The impression has been given some, I'm sure, that the average citizen in New Orleans is either in favor of allowing what they call token integration, or at best is indifferent to the situation. Is this the case?
Oh, that's a misrepresentation of the fact. That is not the case, because when the Orleans School Board, oh, a year or so ago, held a test vote among the parents of school children, both whites and colored, I think there was some 85% of the white parents who responded to the question as to whether they would prefer to close their schools and have integration. They answered that they would prefer to close their public schools and have forced racial integration. And then, too, the performance by the parents when they took over 1,000 of their children out of the two schools which had been ordered desegregated are subjected to forced racial integration by the federal courts. When they took their children out of school, that was certainly the most emphatic rejection of racial integration.
What has happened to these 1,000 white children who were withdrawn from the two schools picked for integration? Are they being given some opportunity to continue their education?
They are being given the same opportunity to go to the same type of school. As a matter of fact, we took care of them in the adjoining parish of St. Bernard, just a few blocks away from the two schools which were virtually closed by forced racial integration. We even built classrooms in a large building nearby, near the parish line, and the children are very well taken care of and are all very happy.
I'd like to get into another aspect of this, if I might. It has been said that throughout the South, wherever racial troubles have arisen concerning school integration, there have been certain factors that are necessary for the success of any integration drive. Would you mind describing some of these factors, Judge Perez?
Well, undoubtedly, the principal factor which actually brings about racial integration out of schools is the local school authority. I don't know of a single case where forced racial integration has been introduced in any of our schools without the collaboration, without the active assistance, without the planning of the local school board putting in some plan for desegregation, so-called, or forced racial integration ordered by the federal court. But it's based upon the cooperation of the local school authorities who lack the moral courage to stand up for the protection of the people who elected them and who actually violate their public trust. And there's no doubt but that if the school authorities who have surrendered to the federal courts in carrying out their unlawful orders would either have stood up courageously and refused to be part of the conspiracy against our people, if they had refused to help plan the racial integration of our public schools, the federal courts would be helpless to impose their own orders.
There are certain groups which have been active in New Orleans operating on the announced theory that the public schools must be kept open at any cost, and they add that besides, the court seeks to impose upon New Orleans only what they describe as token integration. Do you believe there is any such thing as token integration?
Well, no, there's no such thing as token integration. There's no such thing as segregationists, but such as those who profess to want to keep our schools open with a little integration. Because this token integration is simply a part of the strategy used. It's a foot-in-the-door policy. And eventually it will lead, and there's no mistake about that, because those who are driving for forced racial integration of our schools, let it be known that one grade at a time or two grades at a time is simply to introduce the subject of desegregation. Desegregation simply is the forerunner of all-out integration.
And if it works in New Orleans, then other communities in Louisiana and throughout the South would be next on the list, correct?
That's right, but it will not work in New Orleans. Our public school system is doomed. We know, those of us who have studied and researched the subject know, what the communist conspiracy against our public school system that is being carried out by the fellow tribalists actually mean, because we are in a life and death struggle with the communist ideology. It's a question of the survival of the fittest. And they have, the communists have outsmarted the American politicians who, at any cost, are willing to embrace any move, any project, as long as it will attract the bloc votes.
Well, Judge Perez, what do you see in the future for the schools of New Orleans? Do you believe that the white citizens in New Orleans will continue their resistance to any forced association?
There's no doubt about that. Even if, for the sake of argument, if the white children should go to the schools, and in the next 2 or 3 years they would be fully integrated, and the Negroes would practically outnumber the white children in the various schools, that situation in itself would drive the white children from the public schools in New Orleans, just as it did in the nation's capital, because it is proven that it is absolutely incompatible for white children to attend the same schools and to be thrown into close association with Negro children day after day. It leads to various physical conflicts. The Negro boys insult and assault the white girls and the white teachers, and it absolutely creates an impossible situation. And that is why forced racial integration of the public schools in Washington has caused an exodus of thousands of white families who virtually had to flee Washington to save their children from the outrages of forced racial integration of the public schools.
And that is why you're convinced it will not work in New Orleans.
It will not work. It cannot work. And the sponsors of the forced racial integration plan, our enemies, the communists, who are working through their front organizations, know that it can't work. And it's there. Their objective is to destroy our public educational system. There's no doubt about that.
Judge Perez, our time has gone by all too quickly. I'd like to thank you very much for being with us today. Our guest on today's edition of Citizens Council Forum has been Judge Leander Perez of New Orleans, distinguished constitutional lawyer and prominent Louisiana political figure. Join us again next week at the same time when we'll be back with another program in your Citizens Council Forum series. Till then, Dick Morphew saying coast to coast, thanks a lot for being with us. So long, everybody.
This forum has been presented by the Citizens Councils of America. We Americans are threatened with the loss of many of our hard-won freedoms, the historic right of each sovereign state to govern itself without interference from political courts, the right of the individual to choose his own associates without the prodding of federal bayonets, and the right of each citizen to make up his own mind in the American way, free from alien propaganda. Each of us has a job to do. Your support is needed. For information, write Citizens Council, Jackson, Mississippi. We will be happy to send you, without obligation, copies of our literature showing how you can help. Just write Citizens Council, Jackson, Mississippi. The South is organizing. Join with those who stand publicly, fearlessly, and determined that these freedoms will be maintained. Thank you.